This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain,
good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network, and we are heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, and our Border Patrol officers. Thank you for what you're doing, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, thanks for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Check out all the things we have over there for you to look at. And you can also get the podcast over there every day. And you can also listen to the show live over there if you have internet, and that's the only way you can hear us. In the meantime, joining us right now from the Edwards Notebook, we have Ron Edwards. Good morning, Mr. Ron Edwards.
Well, good morning.
I think I did that right, didn't I?
Yeah, sure.
Ron Edwards, by the way, Flip, who's having surgery this morning, Flip normally does that better than I do. So there you go. We'll hear from him. Now,
wish him a quick recovery.
Yeah, we do, because he's going back for a second time. They didn't get it right the first time. He had to go back a second time. All right, let's do the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our nation was founded and created on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Ron, I'm going to start with something a little different because we've had a lot of people talking about this. I've had a lot of discussions going on this morning, folks out of Atlanta, Denver, San Antonio, Seattle, as well as Tampa, talking about yesterday, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, on the Hill, and listen to this statement, a very influential minute and 11 seconds that she said when she opened up for the committee yesterday. Listen to this.
Make no mistake, this chain of human misery is getting worse. Yesterday, we announced that the numbers of apprehension at our southern border have spiked again, substantially. Since late last year, we have been seeing 50 to 60,000 migrants arrive at our southern border each month. But in February, we saw a 30% jump over the previous month, with agents apprehending or encountering nearly 75,000 aliens. This is an 80% increase over the same time last year. And I report today that CBP is forecasting the problem will get even worse this spring as the weather warms up. The projections are dire. The agency is now on track to apprehend more migrants crossing illegally in the first 6 months of this fiscal year than the entirety of FY17. And at the current pace, we are on track to encounter close to 1 million illegal aliens at our southern border this year. Our capacity is already severely restrained, but these increases will overwhelm the system entirely. This is not a manufactured crisis. This is truly an emergency.
It is truly an emergency, and you just heard her say they expect 1 million illegal aliens to come across the southern border this year, and it's predominantly because of one word, asylum.
Well, here's the thing. We have a bunch of Caligulas and Neros who call themselves congressmen and congressmen and senators and people that are supposed to be representing we the people of the United States, and most of them, or many of them, I'll put it that way, not enough of them give a darn about our border and the serious situation there. They know these facts that she stated yesterday. They don't care about those facts because they have other designs for this country that are very nefarious and very evil. These people cannot be trusted, and I'm talking about people in both parties. I used to think that when it comes to the border issue that one party was worse than the other, but when I look at the results and when I look at the way things are happening and even things that Trump has allowed to come across his desk that he's gone ahead and gone along with, and most recent budget that he signed and things of that nature, I just think that we, the American people, have been had on this issue, and the majority of people in our government have basically said, screw you, American people. We're letting in as many people from around the world as possible. If they have, if they come here and touch their toes on the border, and all the Constantine wire in the world is not keeping these people out, and the beat goes on, and it's not a pretty beat.
And caller, hang on there. I'll get to you as soon as I can. By the way, Nancy Pelosi said the following yesterday. You ready for this?
Go for it.
We should not be suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America. Who's she talking about?
She's talking about the border crossers.
What a wicked witch.
Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm talking about. These people don't care about you or I. They don't care about this republic. But they're too stupid because they have they're short-sighted because as they ruin the country, in the long run they'll be ruined too. I mean, you can't cut the floor out from under you without you falling through too. So it's a bad situation that we have in this government.
By the way, listen to what the New York Times said, because they now say the border is at a breaking point exactly 1 month after they did a fact check that claimed there was no emergency at all on the border.
Yeah, and see, if the New York Times is saying this, the border is a lot worse than what people are saying.
That's right.
So, they're for open borders anyway, and they're just covering their butts.
All right, well, hold that thought and caller, you hang on. We'll get right to you when we come back here. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting all across America tonight. A special shout out to our military men and women who are listening in from all across the world, the globe, on the internet stream. Thank you for your service to America. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, Wayne Allyn Root will be on the weekend show this week. So you folks that get the weekend show, and there's some additional stations along the line that do, you'll be able to hear Wayne Allyn Root. Now, this portion of the program is brought to our friends at David Garrett Jewelers. For over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business, and they offer an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. They also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. They can basically make almost anything you can think about for you, and they specialize in it. Just go to their catalog at www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T. That's www.davidegarrettjewelers.com. To shop thousands of available items or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers is a jeweler you can trust. They are a proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch and the Edwards Notebook. And speaking of the Edwards Notebook, here he is, the Edwards Notebook. Oh. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Okay, now, before we move on here, and we are going to move on, the president is not the one that makes the laws, correct?
Correct, absolutely.
Yeah, he can veto anything that gets tossed at him, correct?
Or, yeah, he can veto, not sign things that come his way. He can speak out, too. He can use the bully pulpit about certain parts of a bill or whatever. But, yeah, you're right.
And a lot of people know that the immigration system is being overloaded. It's on overload. It's being dumped on, if you will, by these illegals coming in that have all been prompted and trained in, oh, asylum, asylum, Mr. Gringo, asylum, asylum. And then we've got to let them in. We can't turn them around.
It's an asinine. It's an asinine.
It
law.
Is.
Here's,
it is.
Here's the thing. Here, this, here's the thing that shows how stupid we are as a country. Okay, you keep saying they've got to let them in because they say asylum, right? That is the law.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Is there a point where intelligence kicks in and says, you know what, we have a real invasion and a real crisis going on despite the law, but rational self-interest, don't we have enough intelligence to say, you know what, we're not going to let these people in like this because we're killing our own nation. When does this intelligence kick in, or do we have any left? I just got to know.
Doesn't kick in unless, of course, we're in a stated emergency, which looks like that's going to be reversed by the Senate. Looks like they're not going to stand up for the president. So then the president's going to veto what they're going to pass, which is basically overruling what he did. And, you know, unless we have a war, maybe, and we don't have that either, we're stuck.
We're being screwed because
we are.
Not only is it corporations bringing these people in or attracting them, you have countries, enemy nations, that are helping to fund these people that are pushing them here because they understand
and individuals.
How to overthrow a nation.
Mm-hmm.
You overwork a nation. You're flooded with enemies from, you know, and with people that they can't afford to continue to take care of.
Right.
So. You know, it's
and individuals like George Soros and Tom Steyer and some of these others.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do you want to take a question?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Good morning, Sean. What's your question?
Good morning. My question is, why aren't all these leftist organizations and money power brokers behind it being arrested and exposed for organizing these caravans and bringing these people? This is all a huge overrun distraction against everything the Dems have done. So they've got nothing to talk about except Trump and immigration, et cetera.
This
is all to hide what they did.
We'll answer that question right now. Now, Ron, first of all, is it illegal for these organizations, churches included, to encourage people to come into this country and tell them how to do it so that they can stay here? Is that illegal?
Not anymore, especially.
You're right. You're right.
Sure.
No, wait. Stop a minute. Stop a minute.
Okay.
You're right. It is not illegal. That's the problem. It's not illegal.
It's immoral.
That's right. It's
immoral.
Yep.
And dangerous, by the way.
That's right.
When you have 4,000, by the way, over the past 2 or 3 years, 4,000 Americans have been killed by these knuckle draggers that are being brought over here by corporations and being sent by enemy nations and encouraged to come here to overrun our borders so that they. And I'll name some nations. China, I will name Russia, and possibly Iran, and I know Cuba. They're also helping to fund these people that are flooding. I mean, they're thinking about 100,000 people coming up here. So,
how about a million? We're talking about a million next year, or this year. We're already
for the whole year.
Yeah, we're already ahead of the pace that would put us at last year, and we're not even, 3 months into the year?
Yeah, and what's more dangerous than that, what's very scary, is the number of voters. I'm talking about people born in this country who are brainwashed into being against a wall, brainwashed into supporting this president when he talks about building the wall and shoring up our border.
Well, you got to blame our school systems for that, but it is what
Absolutely.
It is. All right, let's move on here because we got some other stuff to talk about. Now, did you see where Tom Perez, who is one of the co-chairmen of the Democratic Party, said, well, we're going to have our Democratic presidential debates, and we're not going to invite Fox News to host any of them, nor do we want the Fox reporters there?
Yes, because Fox doesn't show pure hatred, at least publicly, towards President Trump as they do. And so, therefore, they want to ban Fox. I mean, what the heck is...
They don't want it. They've already done it.
Yeah, well, they don't want them there. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid is this? I mean, this country is really, I don't know, becoming an insane asylum. And it just talks about, this exposes the liberal bigotry. Here you have a man, whether you believe him or not, who has been speaking about strengthening our nation, renewing our economy, protecting our borders, things of that nature, that any normal human being would think, oh, that's good stuff. But when you have a media industry And that's what it is. That is against this nation, against this republic. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, they've been against this nation secretly since the 1950s. And this is just the culmination.
And before we run out of time, I want to interject something in here. I didn't see this until right now. Senator Lindsey Graham said that what's driving the immigration surge right now and what's been driving it are the legal loopholes that allow people to come in here and yell that one word, asylum, and boom, they're here.
Yeah, that's what we said. That's part of it. That's part of it. Yes,
now,
indeed.
Now, what do you think about John Brennan coming out and saying that indictments against the Trump family are likely, maybe as soon as tomorrow?
Well, this is all part of an orchestrated effort to take down this presidency, because these are internationalist elites who want to flood this country and change it, and Trump is in the way, or at least slowing down their efforts, and they're not happy with the man, and they want to take him down and take down any qualified supporters as well. The Russia situation, we know that's all a big fat lie. So now when you've decided to send out 81 letters?
Mm-hmm.
Requesting
documents. Mm-hmm.
You're trying to sift through everyone's life and see, did you sin 10 years ago? Oh, let's indict that guy. Let's see what he did 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Let's get that one, too. I mean, this is a bunch of bull capitalists with a hit. Mm-hmm. And this is becoming third world. They do. Mm-hmm. This is what they do in banana republics.
Now, let's let you answer this, and we'll see what you think. Quinnipiac University, you know about them, right?
Oh, absolutely.
They're very liberal. They do polling, and they always favor the left by a few percentage points. 66% of voters disapprove of President Donald Trump's use of emergency executive powers to fund a wall on the southern border. But at the same time, 69% of Republicans approve of Trump's emergency powers for the wall, while only 5% of Democrats approve and 26% of independents approve.
Well, this is a proof of what we were talking about earlier and have mentioned many times on your show and in the Edwards Notebook about how people are brainwashed. And if you disapprove of the emergency powers, considering what's going on, you are either brainwashed or literally are in favor on your own of destroying this country. I mean, it's coming down to that, because we don't have very long, by the way, to continue to sustain this level of immigration, illegal.
Very quickly, one last thing, and we've got barely enough time for you to say yes or no. Why did the House Democrats back down in the pledge to condemn anti-Semitism?
Political correctness.
There you go. And, mm-hmm. All right, there you go. We'll talk about that on a weekend show when we talk again. All right. Thank you, sir. And that's Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. And I'll have an Edwards Notebook coming up here in a little bit. So don't go anywhere. Coming back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. We're going to tell you why that's a great idea and why you should be thinking about it if you're looking for a great job and a great future.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally, the first woman to fly in combat for the U.S. Air Force, gave her own emotional account during a subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military.
The perpetrators abused their position of power in profound ways. And in one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally retired from the Air Force in 2010 with the rank of colonel.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
McSally says she's going public now, hoping it will lead to reforms. Stocks closed lower, with the Dow down 133 points and the NASDAQ dropped 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, we are back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy, and somebody's going, what's National Aviation Academy? Well, listen to this, and we'll tell you what it is, and here we go right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Yes, indeedy. That's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-259-2080. Yeah, I'll do it again, 800-659-2080. I got a message at the same time with a question for Bo, which we'll get to in a minute. So, Bo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
And what's the latest at National Aviation Academy?
We had an orientation yesterday, hit our Clearwater campus. So we have a class start next Friday on March 15th. For our day shift, we just had a class start yesterday at our New England campus, so it's been busy.
Okay, well, I got a question here from somebody who's apparently, his name is Mark, lives in a local area. He's applied to go to school there. He says, Captain, ask Bo, how long will it take me to find out if I've been accepted there or not?
Well, that all depends on where you're at in the admissions process. Have you turned in all your paperwork? Do we have your transcripts? We've got your high school diploma, all the required paperwork. Once they have all the required paperwork, you should be getting a call from the director of admissions or the vice president of admissions, and you'll be getting a letter in the mail also.
Okay, so that takes care of him, and thank you very much. Let's see, now here he comes. He's
He said, okay, thank you very much. Looking forward to it because he wants to go there. And he took the tour and he likes everything that's going on. So there you go. Now, you've got two campuses for the folks that are up in the Northeast, maybe in the Midwest. Maybe they want to go to Boston for whatever reason.
Sure.
You've got a campus there in Concord, which is right there in the Boston area.
Yeah, about 20 minutes outside of Boston, west of Boston.
Now, you're expanding the size of that because you're getting more students. Is that my understanding?
Yes, we are. We've been consistently growing that campus over the last two years. We're looking to get that campus solidified at, you know, somewhere about 250 students. And then at that point in time, we're going to look to expand possibly some programs up there.
And how many do you have here at the Clearwater?
We've got currently at our Clearwater campus, we've got about 625 students currently enrolled between our 21-month aviation maintenance professional program and our 14-month aviation maintenance technology program.
And the difference between those two programs is?
The difference between those two programs is obviously what the aviation maintenance professional program is a 3,000-hour program. You start with 1,000 hours of the advanced aircraft systems, and then you move into 2,000 hours of the aviation maintenance technician training. So in the 1,000 hours advanced aircraft systems, you're getting five industry-recognized credentials, and in the 2,000 hours AMT program, you're getting trained to meet the basic requirements to get your FAA airframe and power plant certification.
Now, in the last hour, I talked about the fact that aviation maintenance techs are very much in demand right now because of whatever reason. Aircraft is not going anywhere, contrary to what AOC has to say. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of these large commercial airlines have got operations overseas, or they're expanding
sure.
other parts of the country and overseas. So that's why they have to have more aviation maintenance techs.
Aviation maintenance technicians, aviation maintenance technology in the United States and around the world, it's a skilled labor industry. So it's not unlike all other skilled labor industries here in the United States, where there's a huge age gap. You know, the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s, early 90s, there are people in the skilled labor market. Then people quit doing skilled labor jobs. So there's a big age gap. So there are a lot of people retiring out of the aviation maintenance field right now, and so there's a huge demand. You know, I'm 50 years old, and I'm still one of the younger people when you walk inside the hangar out there. So there is a huge demand for younger people to get into the industry.
And, of course, for people that have already had a career, or people that are in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, and they're just not happy doing what they're doing, it's not uncommon for someone, number one, before you even graduate, to have a job in your hand, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Uncommon at all. And number two, to have a job in your hand that's going to pay $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 or more per year.
Sure, absolutely. You know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says the average aviation maintenance technician in the United States makes somewhere, you know, $50,000 to $65,000. I don't know exactly it offhand. But, you know, our students, we have three career fairs a year available to our active students and alumni. And those students, if they meet all the benchmarks, they have all the right credentials, they're progressing at the proper pace through the program, they have job offers, you know, contingent job offers on them finishing and getting all of their credentials. So the job market's very, very good right now.
All right. I'm checking a message I got here. Bear with me a minute. But, folks, I'm talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Again, to find out more about them, give them a call at 800-659-2080 or go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Okay. Do you have any events that you'll be at coming up?
That I don't know. Admissions and marketing have all the events listed. I really don't go out on events anymore, so to speak, because the education side of it, it's nonstop. We do run two shifts, so it's an all-day job for those of us in education. But occasionally, if I can't get out to one, I will. But I really don't know what the events are coming up. So you can give us a call and see if you're interested. you know, where we're going to be at.
Right, and you can call 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And, by the way, when we talk about events, it's not just events here in our area.
Sure.
It's events anywhere in the country, including up there in New England.
Yeah, we go to recruit military events. We go to different types of events around the local areas. You know, the biker events, any type of mechanical where there's going to be mechanics, people that are interested in cars, trucks, the maintenance of things, the maintenance of vehicles. You know, we try to show up at those events and support those events the best we can.
Now, there seems to be a lot more activity with drones because I'm going to read a story right here. To keep U.S. carriers relevant into the 21st century, the Navy needs to restart development of the lethal unmanned aircraft used to fly from carrier decks to keep our battle groups safe in hostile waters. They're talking about fully operational armed drones, full-size drones that would go after bad guys that would come after us.
Sure, absolutely. You know, from the aviation maintenance the standpoint, a unmanned aerial vehicle is no different than a regular airplane that flies around. It's got all the same systems on it. It's the flight controls, landing gear, propulsion systems, navigation systems. It's all the same. So maintaining it, repairing it, for an airframe power plant certificated mechanic, it's the same as working on a manned airplane.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and again, you supply the tools for them as part of the curriculum.
Yes.
They also wear sharp uniforms. You get a little speed decor to what's going on. They just don't come in wearing flip-flops and Bermuda shorts or whatnot.
That's right. We do have a uniform policy. When you enroll in National Aviation Academy, depending on the program you enroll into, you know, we have two different versions of a shirt. We give you a jacket. You know, we got some different hat versions. The only thing that we require the student to bring with them is a good work ethic, the ability to show up on time, and, you know, some dark color, preferably black pants and a pair of closed-toed shoes,
mm-hmm.
and everything else we provide for you as you go through the train.
And, of course, when it comes to the shoes, that's because if you drop something on your foot.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now,
sure. Closed-toed shoes don't have to be steel-toed or necessarily safety shoes, but we do require closed-toed shoes.
Yeah, and if I was going to be in that environment, I would have steel-toed shoes because I've dropped too many things on my feet
before
to know what's going on. And, of course, in the fire service, even the turnout gear we have with the fire boots, those were steel-toed and all reinforced. Kind of felt like you were walking around with space boots on, but it is what it is. Well, one last little thing here. I'm talking to Bo Browning, everybody, from the National Aviation Academy. We're getting ready to take a break. And when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on and how you can take advantage of the National Aviation Academy's programs and become a certified aviation maintenance tech. That involves a lot of different things. And we'll get into the specifics as to what an aviation maintenance tech does. They don't just hop up on an aircraft and fix an engine, do they, Bo?
No, that's not all we do.
All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. Bo Browning will be back right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across America from Tampa, Florida. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Larry Ogre, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, this portion, the final segment of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club has got 168 locations all across the country, including the largest franchise right here in the Tampa Bay area, where they have 19 locations and over 300 boats. Three different plans that you can join. One is the economy plan. The other is the standard plan. Now, the economy plan is 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. The standard plan is Monday through Sunday, 7 day a week plan. And then they have a seasonal plan where if you're only down here for a week or 2 weeks, or I'm sorry, a month or 2 months or 3 months, you join for that length of time. It's not it has no reciprocity with any other plans that are there. So you only pay for it while you're here, and that's all it covers is while you're here in the state of Florida. Now, you will get, right now, off the one-time entry fee, $1,000, regardless of what your situation is, to join. You can join with a partner. You can add one partner, two partners, yourself, and another member of your household with either the economy plan or the standard plan. You'll get an additional $500 if you're active duty military or a veteran and or a current first responder, EMT, firefighter, police, or you're retired or a 9/11 dispatcher, or you work in a medical profession as in a doctor's office, in a hospital, in a nursing home, regardless of what you do, as long as you work in a health facility, you'll get an extra $500 for a total of $1,500 off the one-time entry fee. So give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. It's a great thing to be able to do, the beach and boating forecast. And let me tell you something, while we're looking at the weather out there today for the beach and boating forecast here in the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast in Tampa Bay, it'll be sunny today. There's going to be less of a wind than what there has been the past day and a half or so. And seas 1 to 2 feet with a light chop. Gulf water temperature now dropped down to 66 degrees. The bay water temperature at 71. We had our high tide at 1:59 a.m., our low tide coming at 8:40 a.m., and the winds today will be about 5 to 10 miles an hour with a few higher gusts. But that's it. Not as cold. It's going to be pretty neat. All right. Well, back to Bo, National Aviation Academy. Mr. Bo, again, I'm looking for something to do. I'm just getting out of the military, and I've got skills. I don't know exactly how to use them. How can you help me?
Well, as long as you bring a good hard work ethic, come see National Aviation Academy. We can definitely get you pointed in the right direction to get started on a very good career path. It doesn't really matter what you did while you were serving on active duty or in the reserves. You know, aviation maintenance can be learned. It is a very lucrative, a very good career. So come and see us, and we'll train you up. We'll give you the basic information that you need to pass your FAA certification for your airframe and power plant mechanics license. And you can get out there and start a very good career.
Now, you've had people come in here from other countries to train, correct?
Absolutely.
And where have they come from, for example?
Oh, we get a lot of students coming, a lot of Nigerian students, for example. We get a lot of Bohemians come over. So it just all depends on what's going on in the world. A lot of our international students that do come over, they're working for some entity within their own country's government. And so they're sponsored by that, by those individuals to come over here to the United States to receive this training. And then they go back to those countries and work on some sort of government type of aircraft within their own country.
Okay. And again, folks, the best way to find out more about National Aviation Academy is to go to NAA.edu, NAA.edu, and check them out online. Schedule the tour, because Bo's going to take you all around, show you everything that's in the building, aren't you?
Absolutely. You know, you can come in, you get a tour by one of our admissions representatives, stop by my office, see me if I'm available, show you around the campus. You really need to stop in either our Concord, Massachusetts campus or in our Clearwater, Florida campus to really see what we have to offer. It's hard to really put it all together online or over the phone. Because it is a lot of information.
And again, the phone number to call to schedule your tour is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Now, it's a very busy world in which we live, Bo, and a lot of people out there looking to better themselves. And a lot of people out there that have spent a lot of time at a job, they're in a dead-end job, they're going nowhere.
Sure.
No pay raise, no promotion. Very, very few benefits. Most of these jobs we're talking about, aviation maintenance tech, you've got great benefits that comes along with it because of the companies that are hiring the aircraft, airlines and whatnot. All that being said, it's important that they know that they could keep their present job while they go to school. And you got day classes and night classes here in Florida, correct?
Correct. You know, we have a lot of students that work full-time. And they'll come to school either from 7:30 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon for day classes, or 4:30 in the afternoon to 11:40 at night for our night classes. And again, up in our Concord, Massachusetts location, we have only day classes from 7:30 to 3 p.m. In the afternoon. So we do have a schedule that's somewhat is flexible for your schedule, depending on when you work. But what you need to understand is that in the Aviation Maintenance Technology Program, all 2,000 hours and all academics must be taken and must be attended. So we can definitely help you out. We're somewhat flexible, but we do run a very rigid program. And please stop in and see us. So, you know, 14 months, 21 months is a very short time to send you on a path to a very good career, possibly. Hit the benchmarks. Get those certifications. You know, there is an opportunity waiting for you.
And for the guys and gals that are military post 9/11, more than likely your GI Bill will take care of any tuition, correct?
Correct. We accept all forms of federal aid, VA benefits, Title IV funds for regular students from the Federal Student Aid Program, scholarships, grants. You know, so everybody's individual financial situation is different. We have financial aid department on site at both of our locations that can walk you through your benefit package and what's particular to you.
Okay, and that's a very good way to go, too, because pre-9/11, a lot of guys, some of them may not have their full benefits right now, so you find out what it is, and then you supplement that by getting a regular student loan, which is what a civilian would do. And, by the way, you are able to help civilians with student loans.
Absolutely. You know, we have full-blown financial aid department. We have a VA. We have financial aid representatives that work with VA students. We have financial aid representatives that work with regular federal student aid type of students. So we can definitely help you out, point you in the right direction, get you an understanding of what's available to you. But again, everybody's financial aid situation is independent of everyone else's. It is a very personal matter, and you really need to talk to a financial aid representative to understand what is particular in your situation.
All right, and folks, I need to remind you about my good friends down at Dominic's. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled Dominick's. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall, a red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too, and all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. And by the way, very soon, I will be down in Sarasota once a week on a Monday, and it'll be in the morning, and we'll tell you about where we're going to be going and what we're going to be doing. It's going to be morning, stop by and see us, that sort of thing. Enjoy a cup of coffee, a donut, a pastry, whatever they have to offer, where we're going to be, and we'll tell you all about that, but that's coming up here in the not-too-distant future. Well, Bo, we got about a minute left here, and I just want to cap what we've been talking about. National Aviation Academy has been in business how long?
We've been in business since 1932, up in the Boston area, since about 1969 here down here in the Florida area. So we have a long history of being involved in the aviation maintenance technology industry. So please give us a call. You know, the aviation maintenance field is very good. It's been very good to me over the years. A lot of opportunities.
Okay, and folks, Bo will be back next week. And in the meantime, I want you to check out NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Appreciate everything that everybody did. All the different people calling in, letting us know what was going on, the truckers, the military, and first responders. We love you. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be back tonight. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.